Welcome to the final episode of Gatumba. My name is Ben.
My name is Ashley.
I am Sydney.
I'm Shoddy.
I'm Amber.
And I'm Catherine.
How has Sandra's mental health affected her throughout her time in college?
So I think this major change for her really affected her mentally, especially since it was a different environment, like totally, completely different. And she was racially profiled in a lot of her experiences at school. So I think her mental health really declined, and it definitely affected her and led to her choices of eventually like dropping out and becoming an activist in this area.
To add on, I think her mental health had also like declined like a lot during college, and many other people were noticing, like such as her friends and even people that were living like near her, they would notice, and like they were all being there for her and all that. And she had been scared to like tell her parents so she would avoid them. And just because of that, like her parents would be worried and like all of that, but like they didn't know what was going on, so they like started assuming, and it was just like a very hard time for Sandra, and just like going through all of like her problems, but mostly by herself at first, and it's just like overwhelming.
I think it's really sad that she had mental health issues, but like in her culture, like it was kind of frowned upon to like talk about your feelings. And I thought it was really sad that she kind of had to bottle up her feelings for so long, especially with like what was causing her mental health issues. It was really upsetting to see her having to go through that.
I agree with Amber, and especially with the part that you brought up in her culture, because basically having mental health problems was considered a weakness or showing your weakness or your vulnerability, and I guess that wasn't as supported. And basically, it was felt throughout her freshman and sophomore year. In freshman year, she kind of just had to cope with it, and then she, like Sydney said, faced many racial inequalities and stuff, and was stereotyped based on her race, which in the book did not affect her too much, but of course all of that does add up. However, the breaking point hit when she started getting flashbacks of memories from Gatumba and seeing Deborah dying over and over again, and those scenes in her head.
I think it was also kind of heartwarming to see how, when she was going through all of this, she actually found some friends that really cared for her, and they like referred her to a counselor that she could go talk to.
I agree with you because I think that her friends helped her realize that she was a person that was cared for, and I was like relieved to find out that she met a guy to help her express those feelings, even though she thought that he would run away after hearing her past.
I agree with Ashley. I feel like her friends and him as well really helped her express her feelings so she could cope with what she was dealing with better. Because like we had previously stated, her culture, like having problems mentally was seen as weak. But I feel like her friends and that guy also helped her realize that it's not, and she can express her feelings, and that like will help her get over like the hard time she was going through.
I think like I'm glad that Sandra had found Rocco, because I feel like they just like helped each other like bloom and just grow as people together. And like Rocco had brought out like a great side in her that like was gone at time, like at that time, since she was like having a hard time finding herself. And I think Rocco and his family just like opened their arms up to Sandra. And it was just like a great feeling for Sandra to have like another family while she didn't have like while she didn't want to talk to hers. And the fact that Rocco would like push Sandra to like talk to her parents and like would like still support her no matter what is just like a great like thing that he would do. And I'm glad that she would find someone like that.
Yeah, I agree. I also think that, like, both of them needed each other at, like, that time, and that her being there for him and him being there for her was really important. And I feel like, you know, like, he grew up different, obviously, and it's, like, since his family did accept her so much and kind of, like, accepted, like, her past and, like, were there for her, like, I feel like because of like cultural differences, they were able to be there for her for like with like mental health issues where in her family could not, because obviously like that's not as acceptable in Sandra's culture, and his family and him really helped her get through it, and like even though like they didn't end up together at the end, I still feel like they both like had really good experiences with each other and helped each other, and definitely like will never forget like how each other affected themselves.
To add on to everything that you guys already said about Rocco and her, I feel like in his family they were like a lot more supportive and stuff, because I feel that Italian culture is a lot more warm to mental health, and like it's a topic that's talked about more than in her traditional African household, that's more quiet about those issues and is seen as weaker. So I feel like that was really important in helping her. And I was really glad that Rocco accepted for her for who she was, and she didn't he didn't look down on her because of her mental health problems. And it was just really sweet to see that he cared that much about her and like everything that he did for her.
I think it was also really interesting to see that Rocco dropped out of college around the same time that she did. And I think that really helped her, like, to connect with him more and to trust him more, because she kind of saw herself in him.
And I feel like it was really important that they did meet each other at the time that they did, especially because, like you guys already mentioned, it was kind of like a turning point for both of them, and I'm glad that they did find each other. And it kind of set Sandra back up to be more of an activist and humanitarian like we saw her previously as in high school and in her early college years, and also how she bloomed and her character developed over time and became better than her mental health, and she would progress to be an amazing woman that wrote this book and also did so many things for girls around the world.
Yeah, I
agree with you, Ben, because activism and her getting engaged into that has helped her think more about her future, and I feel like that has helped her for her you know, stability in her mental health. And she thought about, like, the other people who had been through the same things with her, which gave her, like a stronghold to keep moving forward and to not let her be dragged down by the past, but to help other people in the same situation that she was, or other people who have been through worse situations.
Yeah, I was really proud of her when she started, like, engaging in activism, because I feel like that really did fit her, and, like, she's a really amazing person for being able to, like, have gone through what she went through and use that experience to help others, especially since, like, her trauma is, like, really, like, huge. And then, like, when she went to visit the refugee camps, and, like, that kind of brought back memories, but, like, despite that, she still tried to, like, see how, like, things were, and just, like, kind of inspire people. Like, I feel like she unknowingly did that, like, because then I feel like people were able to look at her and think that, like, things could get better. And I was really proud, like, even, like, with her mental health issues, she still was a great activist.
I agree with that. I think it's super cool that she took such a, like, a dark and intense moment and found the positives in it, even though it's extremely hard. But she took that and then she inspired other people and she worked through, and I think that's like great.
Going back to what Amber said about going back to Rwanda, there's this one part that I remembered where she saw this little girl in the camp in Kigali, and basically she was just hopeless. She had no future in mind. She saw nothing but the borders of the camp, and I feel like she saw that in herself, and she kind of developed herself more from that and saw, like, I guess, like, what like the differences between living in Africa and in America, where she sees more hope and freedoms, and all the girl in Africa sees is just living day and out in that camp, striving by, getting water, getting food rations, and she never really looks outside of the camp. Even when she was talking about her future career choices, she said, I want to be a nurse for the camp. She never said for a hospital or for a hospice center or anything. So I guess that's really eye-opening to see the situation that they're going through.
Yeah, it was really sad to see how, like, the little girl, you know, she's a little girl, and children usually have, like, dreams or, like, ideas or jobs that they want to, like, pursue in the future. But the fact that the little girl didn't, like, really think that there could be something else for her in the future, but, like, living in the camp was really sad to see. And then when Sandra, like, asked her, like, to make sure, like, you really don't have, like, any dreams, like, it really, like, felt significant, since I feel like that little girl might have, like, thought about her question, maybe, hopefully, thought of some dreams after that.
Yeah, adding on to what you guys had said, I think that Sandra was so persistent with the girl because, well, this was already mentioned, but she kind of, like, saw herself in her, but, like, a little, like, she, like, the girl was, like, a little older. And Sandra, like, she didn't really think much, like, she didn't really think that there would be, like, a lot out of, like, the camps and all that when she was younger because of, like, everything that had happened to her. And, like, it was just, like, really surprising to her, or, like, just, like, it's just life-changing to see, like, what happened to her and, like, how she was, like, so persistent to get, like, the little girl's dreams, like, out and, like, to, like, make, like, or, like, inspire her to have a dream so, like, she could get out of the camp when she wants to.
I also remembered the part where people thought that she was rich because she was from the United States, sorry. And that was kind of, like, it was kind of funny to me and kind of, like surprising because people just assume things and they didn't really question the real fact behind it. And that also connects to, like, the time when she was in college and she was having a bad time and she was disappointed at her teacher for assuming that she was distracted by makeup and superficial stuff. But in reality, she was having a hard time, but the teacher didn't see it that way. And it also connects to her parents, where they assumed that she was pregnant, even though she was going through, like, a tough situation. So I feel like that was a big, like being assumed for something was kind of big in throughout these chapters.
Going back to when you mentioned that her relatives are just people in Africa, considering her rich because she came from America, I guess there's just a cultural difference. And of course, they would probably think that an American would be richer because it's more developed and stuff. But referring to the culture, it was, like, mentioned multiple times that men would often look down on her or her family because they didn't want to see a young girl being the face of their tribe, the Banyamulenge, and they wouldn't want to see her as the figurehead in the Western world because, of course, many people didn't hear about her stories. Many people didn't hear about Gotumba. So having her being the figurehead of their tribe, many of the men got upset because they thought she was underqualified and she didn't know what she was doing, and she was just blatantly there, spreading misinformation about them. And honestly, that was really hurtful to see, especially because they didn't really understand all the things that she had been through in America and all the struggles that she had to persevere through and kind of just have to go through in order to be where she is. And I'm glad to see that they did eventually open up, but it kind of just shows like how conservative Africa was still compared to her family, I guess. And how they were really supportive of her being an activist and being a humanitarian and supporting girls' education and refugees' rights.
Yeah, and to, like, kind of add on what you said about how it's good that they did eventually start, like, warming up to the idea of her being, like, an activist and kind of being, like, the face of her tribe since she is doing so much. I also think that was really nice to see, and like they even said that like an uncle told her that he wished more men in the community would encourage their daughters to be like her, and it was like I feel like for her that also meant a lot, since obviously like education for their in their culture wasn't for women wasn't that like advocated, but then you know like she's also like Sandra herself also is like an activist for like women's rights and stuff, and like I thought it was really important.
Adding on to what you said, I thought it was pretty cool to see how Sandra's dad told her, like, even, like, to just kind of ignore that what the other people were saying, were kind of looking down on her. He sort of told her to just continue saying, talking about her experiences and saying her beliefs.
Yeah, I really liked when he just told her to be her true self and not to look at the haters from her tribe trying to tell her that, or trying to discredit her for just being a young woman instead of being, I guess, like an older man as the figurehead that they normally are. And I feel like it's also important to bring up like all the things that she's accomplished and the fact that she got where she was, and she ended up going to events with celebrities and important political and many politicians and activists like the Obamas in New York. And I was really happy for her to finally get the recognition that she deserved after all the work that she did for her community and for her people. And I feel like it was really well deserved, like I said, and I was glad that she finally got her recognition.
Yeah, I feel like she faced so much adversity, and she could have easily been like, just like stopped doing what she wanted to do and given up. But instead, she took that and she used it to her advantage, and she like rose up and did what she wanted to do. And I think that's like amazing, because a lot of people can't do that. And she took such a bad situation and turned it into something so good.
And this also, like, reminds me of, like, how at, like, churches, like, her sister would talk, like, describing their history, but then one night she got sick, so then Sandra had to, like, help give the introduction, like, about their history since she was the next one. And I feel like this kind of started up, like, kind of, like, her liking towards, like, activism, since in this speech I think it was she was talking about it but then like on paper, but then she like kind of just got emotional, so she kind of just started speaking from the heart. And I feel like this is kind of good for her, since I feel like she saw how her words could like affect people and make them feel something towards the things that like she believes like need to be talked about more. And I feel like this like kind of started up as a thing that started her activism.
Yeah, I feel the experience really helped her become more profound in the activism community, especially when she got recognized and stuff. Of course, that was much later. And that kind of also kickstarted her going to that gallery in Rochester and setting up that exhibit about the lives lost like Otumba. And I feel like that was really important to show the things that refugees had to go through. And I was really glad, like I said, that she got recognition for that and that people were actually caring about the situations that they had been through, and that she was finally, I keep saying this, but getting the recognition that she deserved, because honestly, it would be really different. And honestly, this book wouldn't even be out now if she didn't get the attention that she deserved for her, the important topic that it was.
To add on to that, back to the speech at the church, I remember she said that she looked into the crowd after she said everything, and like everybody was crying, and she thought to herself, oh wow, like people really care. And it's kind of sad to see that she thought that people didn't care. But it was also kind of cool to see that she realized that she could really make a difference with going around and telling people her stories. And
yeah, and to add on to what Catherine said about how, like, Sandra thought that, like, the people in America just didn't care about their, like, story, but then she ends up saying that she realized that they just did, that they did, but they just didn't know of their story, and I feel like, it made her also want to, like, want people to know, because she even says, like, in America, we live in a world where Kim Kardashian dominates the news, not massacres in Africa. And I feel like that's really important, since like that kind of is like eye-opening, and like she says that her perspective shifted that night, and that she wanted people to know like about Deborah and like other like lives that were taken, and that she wanted Americans to know that like about the things happening there, and that like they're actual human beings too, and that they're going through things too.
Yeah, she mentioned that Africans weren't just people living in a faraway land, and that everyone was going through stuff. And also, that kind of refers to the culture in America. And also, this is kind of backtracking a little bit to when we talked about racial inequality in America. But on the news, they mentioned Trayvon Martin's death, basically, to Zimmerman, because he simply looked suspicious. And I feel like that was a really important talking point, especially in her family, where once again, like in the previous episode, we also mentioned that they were finally realizing how America was, and I feel like that was still important, and that also kind of brought up some of her activism, as well as some of the microaggressions that she had to go through in school, where people kind of disrespected her for being Black, but not really recognizing that they were. Like, this was a really specific case, but when she found a girl crying, I guess in her building, and she said, wow, if I close my eyes, it's like you're almost white. Or when one of the guys that she was talking to said, Sandra, you're so pretty for a Black girl. Or when everyone would just press her on where she was actually from, believing that she wasn't American, even though that was her nationality. So I feel like that was all kind of adding up to, like, for her to be really upset at the systems and the, I guess, like, people not really understanding the importance of those things, I guess.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ben, because I feel like she was annoyed and tired of seeing things over and over, and how she was often she often stood out due to her activism, but also because people thought that she did something, like, for example, she wore a skirt, a traditional skirt, and they thought she was like promoting something, and at times she would agree with them, but in her head she often like said the opposite things. But he never really got to express, like, how she felt about, you know, having to, like, judge her or, like, just assume things.
Yeah, I like how you brought up the traditional African dress. And people, like, always thought that she was trying to say statements with how she dressed, with either, like, the African dress you mentioned, or styling her hair a different way, like, not straightened or relaxed like a society wants us wants her to, because it's more of a Eurocentric beauty standard. So I feel like it was really important to bring that up, especially because that's kind of some of the things that she was facing at college. And yep.
I also feel like the thing with Trayvon Martin, I feel like that kind of connects to like the Black Lives Matter movement, since he was like deemed suspicious, even though he didn't like do anything. And like I think that in like that chapter she said something about how like being a Black teen in like America, like that's like how it is. And I thought that also kind of connected to today, since like Trayvon, like he was like accused of being like suspicious.
I agree with you, and to add on to that, I wanted to like bring out that she not only said it was like the like just one race that was having the same problem, but different cultures that were facing discrimination and racial things towards them. Like when she went through that group meeting, where she met like different people, Muslims, African Americans, and she thought she finally realized that it was just not her facing the same problems, but the whole entire world was having or going through the same things as she was.
I think it was also kind of sad to see that she felt kind of like that people weren't just seeing her as a regular human. She said sometimes that people would ask her, oh, like, what are you? And she said that she wanted to say sometimes, like, I'm human, what are you? So it was, like, kind of just sad to see that people just, she didn't feel like they just looked at her as another regular person.
Yeah, I like how you both brought up, like, Ashley with the thing with the conference, and how, like, there's, like, kind of, like, maybe not even, like they know that they're discriminating against like these minorities, like kind of like implicitly doing it, but they are, since it's like she like brought up how that there was this one Black girl like who was a high school cheerleader, but her white captain would talk down on her as if she was like a homeless person, even though, you know, her parents were both doctors, you know, that's kind of like a pretty good job. And it's like she's treating her like that just because she's like a minority. And I thought that was really like bothering to see. And then when Catherine brought up how like she often wanted to say, I'm a human being, what are you, like I feel like this also relates to like what Ben said earlier about like the microaggressions, and how like people will like ask like, what are you really, where are you really from, like even though, you know, she's an American now, like an American citizen. I thought that was really, like, important to see, since that also relates to, like, nowadays, and, like, people also still face that, like, minorities.
I agree with that. I feel like we still see that a lot now, and it's super common. Like, I feel like what she went through and that racial discrimination also, like, impacted her mental health, but we still see that, like, a lot nowadays, and people still ask the same questions, and so I think it relates back to, like, modern days.
Something else in the story that I thought was really important to her activism and her life was the first time she got to vote. Her family was able to become citizens and vote. And she said she was able to vote for Obama. And she really felt like she was able to make a difference finally and have a say in, like, where she lived.
I feel like that was really empowering for her, especially because she is from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which faces a lot of corruption, and where democratic views aren't even that serious, which is kind of ironic because of the name of the country. But at the same time, it was just kind of, I guess, an eye-opener for them that they genuinely do have a say in who leads the country and what policies are put in place. And I feel like she did vote for Obama, and finally seeing someone that looks similar to her, of course not exactly, because she is native to Africa and all, but however, someone that isn't white and is a person of color, like, lead America, I feel like that was really empowering to her.
Yeah, I agree, and I also feel like since they were able to vote, I feel like this, like, it was such a foreign thing to them, and being able to vote, you know, like you said, they were able to kind of have, like, a say in laws, and, like, when she said that, I mean, felt like she, like, proved that she existed because, like an ID proving that she was, like, a citizen of the country, and, like, I just thought it was cool to see that, like, she finally feels like she can belong as a citizen to a place.
Yeah, that kind of removes the placelessness that she has felt basically this entire book, where she didn't really know what she was. She didn't feel like Rwanda was her home. She didn't feel accepted in the Congo. And for a long time, she didn't really feel accepted in America either, because she was a refugee. And those are often looked down on in America because of a lot of stereotypes that we have. Like, she mentioned about the Syrian refugee crisis, where a lot of Americans were pushing back on them because they often thought that they were terrorists, even if they were just mothers and children trying to flee a war and conflict. And I guess that we just didn't really see that as a society, and that kind of just pains me. I felt that Sandra and her family grew a lot throughout the progression of this book, and they were really dynamic, and they had to go through many things, especially moving from Africa to America with a completely different social surrounding, and society being really different in both places. So I feel like they really had to adapt and in order to succeed in America.
Yeah,
go ahead.
As it turned out, her breakdown had become a breakthrough through to her family, which helped her and her family develop some emotional connection, and that connection led her to move forward and to think of a future for her, and as well as her siblings, to think a future of themselves.
Yeah, I really like how you worded that. I feel like everyone did, like, have, like, character development throughout the story, and, like, everyone kind of, like, changed their views for, like, in a positive way. Like, since the beginning, Sandra was always educated and, like, had her own, like, opinions, but now it's really cool to see that she's, like, able to speak out about her things that she advocates for, and it's also, like, interesting to see her also educate, like, her family, like, when she, like, started to, take on, like, liberal views, and, like, how she, like, educated them about that. And overall, I just think it's really cool that Sandra was able to kind of tell her, like, overall, like, experience and growth too, throughout the whole story. And I feel like this book did a, like, good job in kind of opening my eyes, like, with other, like, experiences too.
Adding on to what you had said, I also agree, and, like, I, like, Sandra has just grown, like, tremendously throughout, like, this whole book, and it had been, like, life-changing experiences, and, like, all of, like, the situations that she had been through had made her into the woman that she is today, and just, like, all of that, like, just all of it building up, it's just, like, it made her such a great, like, activist, and it, like, made her speak up and, like, speak out against her parents and, like, just become herself. And it was just, like, really great to see.
I agree with Shadi. I feel like she really found herself throughout the book, and we can see that, like from the beginning to the end, her mentality and, like, the way she viewed life and the way she handled stuff, it just changed so tremendously from the people that she met and the experience that she went through. So it's just so nice to see how much she developed and how she really found herself throughout the book.
And I feel like one of the biggest parts was when her parents became more accepting of who she was, like Ashley mentioned, and they not supporting her completely or anything with, I guess, what you would call Americanization. But when she kind of, but her parents kind of accepted that she was going to change no matter what, and she was not going to marry off to an African guy from the same tribe. And it's really nice to see that they eventually became more accepting that she was not going to completely listen to them, and that she was changing. This was the final episode of Gotumba. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed. My name is Ben.
I hope you enjoyed the book and that you can buy it. My name is Ashley.
My name is Sydney.
I'm Shoddy.
I'm Amber. And I'm Catherine.